Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lowest number of border crossings in American recorded history. There may be a lower period before recorded history. That's possible. But Trump shattering all previous records, including his own, making me wonder, why didn't he do this last time? But that's okay. I'll take it. Unbelievable numbers here. Joe Biden releasing, not unusual for him to be releasing into the country, 15,000 a month. Donald Trump has released 7 since he took office. Those were people that fit a very tight medical category. And when they say release them, they don't mean wandered into the country. They mean like they were having a heart attack and had to release them to the hospital. Unbelievable, the numbers here. And particularly the reductions in folks, you know, just coming to the border. I mean, there's basically nothing going on at the northern border anymore, proving that was always possible. And then the southern border, pretty secure. Always possible to do this, which just goes to show you they lied. Remember, they said for 2 years that the border was secure. That was a lie, that conservatives were lying, Republicans were lying to try to create an issue. And then when we were able to show, no, there's massive crowds and massive numbers coming in, they said, okay, and they started making up but there's nothing we could do. Oh, but wait, it's Trump's fault because he's secretly blocking legislation, on and on and on and on. But here are the real numbers, what Trump was able to do in 100 days, less than 100 days. Illegal immigrant gotaways, the top threat to public safety, down by 99%. We know that for a fact because there's sensors in the ground that can tell. They're highly accurate. You know, the number of people who get away, those down by 99%. Illegal border encounters down by 95%. Northern border section, previously run by illegal immigrants, sees dramatic drop in crossings. We haven't seen anyone since November. Migrant arrest at the U.S.-Mexico border in March, lowest ever recorded. Since taking office, the Trump administration's arrested 150,000 illegal immigrants, deported 139,000 illegal immigrants, and released again just 9 into the U.S. That is a staggering 99.99% increase over the same over the same period under President Joe Biden. So it was always possible to do this, you just had to want to.
You know, you ask why he didn't do this in the first term. I would pose the hypothesis that it was not politically possible at that time because the public sentiment was not behind it. I think that when you have seen what Trump did in the first term, and of course, the way that he was opposed judicially then as well. I mean, there was lawfare going on against the Trump administration about their actions then to try to secure the border, and they were stopped at almost every turn. And then you see what the Biden administration did with, as you put it correctly, the voter drive that was going on to actually import people, not secure the border, but actually import people into this country by the millions during the Biden administration. And then the American public seeing what the criminal results were and the lives lost because of the number of people that were allowed in and some of those that were involved in heinous crimes and resulted in the death of Americans, then the political will was there from the American people. And that's what people, including many Democrats, said in November when they voted for Trump. Stop this.
Yeah, and you're right about that. When you have Paul Ryan under his first term as Speaker of the House, and he is an open borders zealot, says anybody in the world ought to be able to apply for any job in America at any time. That guy was nuts. So yeah, he absolutely would have gotten pushback from Congress. And you're right. Even the wall, it had close to 50% support of Americans. It was like 48, 49, but it was a majority. And you're right, for deporting people, it wasn't majority either. Because the American people still, and part of the reason for that too, is you would ask them, well, how many people are coming here illegally, you know, in the country? And they didn't know. They didn't know how big it got under Obama. I mean, we still had a lot tighter control of the media then. Now, thanks to X, people are able to actually see what's going on. They're horrified by it. So you're right. The will is definitely there. And the more he does it, the more support he has. By the way, he was winning on the immigration issue by four votes, by 4 points the week before the Abrego, Kilmer Abrego. No, I'm sorry. It was 8 points. 8 points the week before the Kilmer Abrego situation where they go down to El Salvador. He was plus eight on it in terms of approval. You won't always be on the plus side. After that week passed, he's plus 12. So he went up 4 points. So the Democrats flew all the way to El Salvador, going to have to pay their own bills on that because Congress is going to reimburse them. And all they did was help him go 4 points higher. So that must be, that's got to be frustrating, you know? But no, you're right about that. The public sentiment wasn't there, and that's a shame because we had a lot of really dangerous people in this country.
I mean, it is just sad to think of all that has happened to American citizens because Trump was not able to accomplish what he set out to do in the first term. And then you see what the Biden administration did and the way that they lied to the people. Think about the amount of times that Biden administration officials, particularly Alejandro Mayorkas, lied to Congress.
Yeah.
Absolutely, without question, lied in testimony to Congress over and over and over again about the illegal immigration issue. And no consequences.
None whatsoever.
No, other than to lose an election.
I know. And eventually the people, you know, did figure it out, but still. And the big lie, and there were so many lies, but the big lie was basically, oh, there's nothing we could do. It's too bad. So sorry. We're trying our hardest. And look, the head of the Border Patrol Union was on Fox News this morning, and he explained perfectly why they were able to do this. And it's not even that Trump did anything magical. They just tried.
Right. Exactly.
He said before, look, we had ICE and Border Patrol. We were put on our desks. ICE was not, or this is how we built up 900,000 people with deportation orders. We were not allowed to get them. We were not allowed to pick them up. We were not allowed to send them out of the country. And when we were allowed to take action, it was to further the cause of the human smuggling.
From the time that President Trump took over, he allowed us to actually do the job. So our guys are out there every day, whereas before, we were behind a desk. We were facilitating the release of all of the illegal aliens that Joe Biden let in under his previous administration, unvetted, unchecked, and to the tune of millions. So our guys weren't on the line. We were processing, we were detaining, we were transporting, we were doing everything we shouldn't be doing. And now our guys are out there on the line actually protecting the border. Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest political lines of all time is going to go down as this, is what Trump said right before he did the State of the Union address or the, you know, joint session of Congress, whatever you want to refer to it as. And he used it in that speech as well. You didn't have to change the law. You just had to change the president.
Yeah.
That succinctly, exactly, and truthfully addressed that issue. You didn't have to change the law. You just had to change the president.
And look, and I can't play this audio enough. I played it already once this morning to explain how this happened. Ken Paxton does the best, the Attorney General of Texas, that the Biden administration switched to actively aiding the cartels.
They're actually helping aid and abet the cartels. And then Texas says, we've had enough. We're going to do something about it. And then they threaten us from enforcing our own laws. It seems pretty crazy. And it's hard to believe that we have a government that is working against its own citizens and helping the cartels move as many people across the border as possible.
And he said, look, the Department of Homeland Security has cut a deal with the cartels, with the human traffickers, to work with them, to work as a coyote. We used to put you in prison for that because it's illegal. Now the government's doing it to meet up with the cartels or pick up the human cargo.
He is cooperating, not just cooperating, but he's literally in partnership with these cartels. In the old days, they used to come and try to hide and run away from Border Patrol. Joe Biden's cut a deal somehow where these cartels transport people directly to the Border Patrol, and then they move them around the country. So we're in a terrible situation. Nothing like this country has ever seen before. And I fear the consequences of Joe Biden's decisions for the next years.
Yeah, this was deliberate. This was not, and again, some of our media was out even last night with this. Some people even on our side acting like, well, you know, Joe was trying to secure the border. He was just incompetent. Like, I really wish people would stop saying that or implying it. It's he did not try. Because that implies, well, the next Democrat will try and probably succeed. No, they won't try. They will undermine everything. Break the law. It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes to get him in here. And people need to understand that's not just a Joe thing, Lee. That is a Democrat thing. It's frustrating. I'll let you have the last word.
Well, I mean, you're right. That's it. I mean, once again, all it took was a change of who was in charge.
Yep.
Because the previous administration was doing everything it could to circumvent the law, to circumvent the ability of the nation to protect its borders.
Amen. And now they're secure. And I love that he's turned it into a military zone, too, because you know what's about to happen? We're about to have our first cases where the left has to come to terms with the fact that if that is a protected military installation along the border, the rules change for when you get caught there. There's going to be a whole slew of lawsuits. I'm just waiting for the first one to hit. So it's all good news. Our border's been militarized. It should have been, given the graveness of the threats that we face. I'm surprised, honestly, that the media and the Democrats haven't screamed louder about the border being militarized. Kind of going back to where you started in this segment and I started, that would have been unthinkable in the last term. Now there's barely a peep out of them. That's how badly we've beaten them on this issue.